think we're good. Thank you.
Yeah, so as Sylvie mentioned, the reason we came by today is to offer an invitation and to also present a tangible need. And as Sylvia mentioned, that tangible need is in our neighborhood. There are a lot of people arriving from Central America, recently arrived immigrants and families who are in the process of desiring and needing to learn English. And about 3 years ago, God opened the door for us to partner together and start some simple classes, and they've grown, and there's quite a large need. And as Sylvia said, one of the main needs now is finding more people with a heart and a desire to teach ESL. No experience is necessary. You don't even need to speak Spanish. I know that those can sometimes be blocks that stop people, but we've had people with a wide range of experience, a wide range of ages. Really behind it, if the heart is a heart of love that wants to love and connect with people, the students feel that, they respond to that, and they flourish, as most of us do, right? As Sylvia mentioned, the classes are Monday and Wednesday right now in the evenings, 7 to 9. We had Tuesday classes too, but we have less teachers this time, so we have 2 days of classes. But we're going to be around after the service if you want to come by and talk with us, ask questions. And I want to just share really quickly one or two just anecdotes or stories, and hopefully they speak to you. But one really quickly is, 8 years ago, I lived in a transitional house with some young men at a juvenile hall, and two of those young men spoke no English when I was living with them. Now they're at a place where their English level is high enough where they came and said, man, we want to reach out back to our own community. So they're teaching the beginning ESL class, these two, and they're both brothers, actually. They teach on different nights of the week to the people that they understand, the community that they know, and try and inspire hope and tell them, look, if I can learn English, you can learn English. And I share that story for a couple reasons, because people in the community want to be empowered, and they want to be able to give back, but then also as a way of saying, hey, if these two young brothers are able to teach English and they're in their early 20s, probably any of us could do it too. You know, their English isn't perfect, but the students respond to them because of their love. The second story is I was meeting with Sylvia and some of the other people at the church last Monday, and as I was leaving the church to go to my car, a car drove by and honked and pulled over, and I thought, okay, I don't even know who's in this car. Well, it was a student that we'd had 3 years ago whose name is Neri, and he jumped out of the car and we talked, and all of a sudden, 20 minutes in the conversation, I stopped him. I said, Neri, wait, we gotta stop for a second. Do you realize we've just been talking this whole time in English? We haven't even talked Spanish. And he said, wow, that's true. And he said, yeah, my English is just getting better and better. I thought, getting better? We've just not missed a beat. I mean, when I met you 3 years ago, you didn't know anything. And now we're having a full-fledged conversation about work, about life, about what you're doing. And I just had to tell him, I'm like, man, I'm so proud of you. And he said, you know, I'm just so thankful that these classes existed, because otherwise I wouldn't have learned English, and I wouldn't have been able to get, you know, a job or be able to work where I'm working. But because I can now communicate English, I can do so many more things. So hearing that was so touching to me and so inspiring to see that, gosh, the students are responding, but there's beautiful things happening, right? And I think God invites us to go out into our community and our neighborhood and sometimes step outside our comfort zone. And what happens normally is, what I've experienced, and probably Sylvia too, is that we sometimes receive more blessing and we receive more than sometimes we could ever imagine giving. We think, wow, we have so much to give, and all of a sudden I realize the students have given more to me than I think I've given to them. And they've really blessed and challenged my life. So part of the invitation is not just to serve and to give, but also to let your lives be enriched by these beautiful people that come to the classes and hopefully let them become a part of your life too. Did you want to add anything to this? Okay. The last thing was, Monty had mentioned I'd heard through Monty that some people had asked, how could we also just tangibly give? Should we take an offering or something? Or are there needs like pens or pencils or whiteboards? And if that's something that's on your heart, we be happy to talk to you about that too. Tangible things we are looking at trying to figure out, you know, sometimes desks or whiteboards or whiteboard pens. So if that's something that God has put on your heart as well, look for us afterward, and we'd love to talk to you about that. But so, open invitation to you all, and we would love to talk to you afterward.
So I know that it can be overwhelming. I studied a lot of languages, and I speak Spanish. That doesn't really matter. Just as I'm saying that, I have a hard time because I always want to call him Mateo. Everybody calls Matthew Mateo at the church. One of the classes I taught, and I believe Joy was there with me, we taught the words ATM and ATM card and things like that. So you're not teaching Shakespeare. You're teaching English that people need every day, how to get to Home Depot, how to get a W-2, things like that. So it's really, you are overly qualified. You don't think you are, but you are overly qualified. So if you do have things that you want to get, make sure that you talk to these guys and Martha as well after church to learn more, but also because they're fabulous people. And also meet little Josiah. It's really easy. Every time that I would teach, I would take a few of our dry erase markers from our church and leave them in the class. So it's really as simple as that if you want to give something or contribute to this. The other thing to know is that immigration is getting stronger. And so there was a raid the other day. These guys might not even know. But Mi Pueblo, which is a grocery store right near there, and they're rounding up people and sending them out. So immigration tends to be a political thing that we talk about. But the goal really of all of this is to be the church and helping people. I'm always struck by the memory. I met a 16-year-old boy who came from Honduras all by himself, because his family had been killed, and if he stayed, he was going to have to join a gang. So he came all by himself. The first place he went when he got to California was to this church, and they gave him food and shelter and were helping him not just live, but live fully in the name of Jesus. So it's a great praise to work with him. Do you guys have maybe three prayer, concrete prayer things we could be praying for you? And then we're going to take a moment to pray for them. I didn't prep you for this, sorry.
It's okay. What do we need to pray for the classes?
For the class, we'll get more teachers.
That's one.
More teachers for the classes.
I think just that God would form a team this year. So that was the one I've been talking to.
So God forming a team around this ministry.
Get more volunteers.
Get more volunteers.
I think those are good.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Great. We're going to invite Martha. Can you come out? Would anybody, Fedora, would you be willing to maybe just watch Josiah, their cutie who's sleeping? Oh, he's not sleeping. Here we go. Look at this kingly arrival. Pun intended. You guys want to come out the middle? And we'll invite our elders to come on up. We can lay hands on you guys to recognize what you're doing.
One more for...
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we'd really like the vision... And it's beautiful because the people from the church share this vision, but the vision of ESL is really that students through English, that it would be a tool that they would meet and encounter just the love of Christ and be formed into followers of Jesus that will extend his kingdom, you know, through Oakland, but also maybe even take the good news back to their countries or call home and tell people about what God is doing in their lives. So that's really the heart and their passion behind the classes, and that's what we really want to. We want people to catch that as they come and invest in and teach. So.
Great. So I'm going to invite anybody who's been an elder. I'll invite you to come on up. We have all our baptism waters in the middle of the sanctuary. Sorry about that. You guys can go a little more forward if you want. Don't worry about stepping on the fabric.
Father, we lift up this ministry
your love to you. We know that your hands, your arms embrace it and embrace each and every person that's involved. We just pray that each person involved feel your blessings each and every day.
We ask for your continued provision. We ask for teachers and for volunteers.
Yes, sir.
We ask for safety. We ask for the food donations, as food is given out each time there's class. We pray, God, for the leadership team that's being put into place, so that it's not just that doing of one or two people, but a whole community effort. We pray, God, that as well as learning English, that your grace and goodness, the hope of your Son would be known, and the power of your Spirit. Whether it's through learning about ATMs or receiving food or just finding someone who will listen. Lord, we thank you that you call us to be part of your reign and kingdom that embraces all nations and all people. We pray also, God, for Josiah in the midst of all this. May you bless him with a kingly blessing as he grows up in others. Amen.
So be sure to talk with these guys after church. They're going to be sticking around in the coffee hour. We also are going to have a sign-up list if you'd be interested in teaching. It really is great fun. I know I did it on Mondays all last term, and I would actually complain every Monday night as I was going to it, thinking, I'm so busy, I have so much to do, why am I doing this? And I would always leave really marveled and jazzed and excited about spending my evening that way. So, as we continue in our worship, we come now to the time where we are invited to give of our own lives, as we've been talking about, to give back to God. We do that through our tithes and our offerings, which are not just the money that we make and that we share, but also all of who we are. So let us give back to God as God has first given to us.